Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So the guest talks about the Phillies and where they are and all this, and the only thing Matt picks up on is the part about the Yankees. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Marcus Reed and Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, RV, boat, motorcycle. They're the best in the business. They'll do everything to save you money. And the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament is 9 days away at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. And the beneficiary, of course, is the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. And it is a week from Wednesday, 9 days away. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. I guess there's no play-by-play call today. Did you storm out of the room? No? I don't know what our play-by-play call of the day is. I'm in the dark. Okay. So. Hello, Matt.
I'm sorry. I was on the other line. I'm sorry.
Oh, I
thought we had a potential caller, but we don't.
Oh. I would call for the play-by-play call of the day.
Oh, here we go.
Short stops, and good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Oh, and he struck him out. Immaculate. 9 pitches.
Yeah, how about that, huh? The immaculate inning. Detmer's getting it done.
Yeah, not a bad year for him.
He's throwing a no-hitter. He's done this. Good for him. Courtesy of our good friends at Bally Sports, by the way. John McClain, by the way, from Houston. John may be retired, but the mind is as sharp as ever. And we will get more on from John about the Deshaun Watson 6-game suspension. We'll see what the NFL wants to do with it. All right. Bill Russell. So enough talking about the wannabes of the world, the Aaron Judges and people like that. Let's get to a guy who actually won. Oh, did that hurt?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
How many rings does Judge have? No. Stanton?
The Mets also have none in that amount of time, too.
Yeah, Bill Russell at 11. All right, so all five fingers plus the toe. Okay. Bill Russell, let's start out with this before we get to the playing part. Bill Russell was surrounded by BS in his life, and he pointed it out, and he fought it. Every day. He pointed out BS around him on an everyday basis, and he fought it. And never once let it affect his brilliance on the floor. On the floor, Russell changed the NBA. The Celtics were, under Red Auerbach, a really good offensive team. They had McCauley. They had Bob Cousy. They had Bill Sharman. The Celtics could score. And Red Auerbach said it's not good enough. They weren't getting anywhere. And he'd seen Russell. And when the St. Louis Hawks drafted Bill Russell, he arranged the deal that sent Easy Ed McCauley to St. Louis for Russell. Russell came to the Celtics and changed everything. Defensively brilliant. We talk about his ability to block shots and get the ball to a teammate. Could run the floor. Was a terrific passer. See, I was fortunate. I got to watch Russell. Now, I never saw Russell play in person. All mine were watching him play on TV. But Russell was a great player. And you knew he was the focal point of everything that was going on. He was not a great... He never had a season where he averaged more than 19 points a game. But in his career, he averaged 22.5 rebounds. Now, 22.5 rebounds, not in a season. That was his career. When he was in high school, he started blocking shots, and he kept being told by his coach, nope, can't leave your feet, can't leave your feet. But that's not how Russell played. You get to the Celtics, Red one and blocking shots, running the court, passing, scoring when he needed to, and rebounding. His legendary matchups with Will Chamberlain, I think people, there's an assumption that Russell won 80 to 90% of them. And that's not so. He, against Chamberlain, whether it was the Warriors, the Sixers, or the Lakers, the Celtics won 61% of the time. The greatest team stat I have ever heard on any player is Bill Russell's. 21-0 when all the money was on the table. 21-0. At the University of San Francisco, 1955, Penn State was in the NCAA tournament, made the Sweet 16 that year. USF went 5-0. In other words, each game, if they lost, it was done. They went 5-0. In 1956, USF went 4-0. And Casey Jones, by the way, who was on the team, his eligibility had run out. He didn't play in those four games. They still won. 4-0. Two medal round games in Melbourne. And the U.S. won both, won the gold medal, 2-0. And in the fifth and deciding game, or the seventh and deciding game, the Celtics were 10-0. The only common denominator between the University of San Francisco, the United States Olympic team, and the Celtics and the 21 games was Bill Russell. And not only that, he then became the coach of the Celtics. He then became the coach of the Celtics. And he coached them to two world titles. And again, to do that, you have to have the trust of everybody in the locker room because you're playing. And the key was, could Bill Russell, the coach, coach Bill Russell, the player? And he could. Russell could run the floor, great rebounder, awesome shot blocker, really good athlete, lightning quick, right? Determined. Yet, a 23-year-old Bob Ryan first covered the Celtics in the 69-70 season, the season after Russell retired. And he's interviewing, or pulls aside, he's talking with John Havlicek about how much they miss Russell on the defensive end. And Havlicek looked at him, he said, Bob, to be honest with you, he said, we miss actually Russell more on the offensive end. He says, what? Really? He says, The guy had such great concepts, knew where everybody was, and was a great passer and offensive rebounder. And when he needed to get his own shot, he got his own shot. So we actually miss him more in the offensive end. But Bill Russell in his lifetime saw and identified BS, and he called it out and he fought it at every stage and step of his life. Passed away at 88. How many rings does the Yankee players have? I think Chapman's got one. Anybody else? No.
Rizzo has one.
Oh, that's right. Rizzo does. That's two. Russell had 11. All right. So, and Olympic gold medal and two national championships. I mean, think about that. That's 14 championships this guy won. Two in college, one in the Olympics, and 11 in the pros. 14. I'm reading an article, and it says, but back in those days, you had to win two rounds. Right? Like today's accomplishment of winning four rounds is so much greater.
Right. We've had this argument before when we talked about Steph Curry.
Right. And I sit there and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. First of all, the league was smaller. Okay. Which means the talent was not as diluted. Right. It was far more concentrated. Number two, it's like the J.J. Redick thing. I mean, you leave yourself open because we can look up your career. J.J., you're a fine player. Please, I'm not taking anything away from you as a player. But you were in the league 13 years or whatever it was. You advanced. You ended up in your entire career twice winning two rounds. Okay. Don't put down the fact that you only had to win two rounds. You only did it twice. It seems to be a lot more difficult than you realize. Oh,
well, the other part of when I hate when people bring those types of arguments up is, well, that's the way it was then.
It's a different era.
Exactly. So he can't help that things have changed over time. It's good. He would have wanted the game to have changed over time to the way it is. But that's the way it is, and he accomplished it 11 times.
Suddenly in the second round, you're playing the Lakers. Jerry West.
And we complain about now that we have potential championship series in the second round, both in professional and college sports. And he did that. He beat them.
Look, the rules stated that's what you had to do to win the title.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what they did. Yeah. So, yeah. And it's like saying back in the day, Mickey Mantle only had to win the World Series. Babe Ruth only had to win the World Series. Okay. Of course, they beat everybody else, had more wins than anybody else through the regular season to get to the World Series. But, yeah. There you go. So, Bill Russell. We got John McClain on today. We'll talk about Deshaun Watson. It's been an emotional day for Matt. Did you beat Kansas City yesterday? No, I didn't think so. All right.
That was frustrating yesterday, but still took 3 out of 4. If they had split the series, then it'd be a different story. But they still took the series.
Kansas City has the same record as the Pirates.
Correct.
I know it's correct. That's why I said it.
The Yankees should have swept the Pirates, yes. Instead, they split.
You should have been. Tell you, it is so interesting.
And they should have won yesterday, too.
Next year is going to be really interesting. You want to know why?
Go ahead.
They're going to play a balanced schedule next year. It's not going to be 19 games against Toronto. It's not going to be the Pirates playing 19 games against the Brewers. It's going to be balanced next year. Balanced schedule. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. I mean, hearing. I mean, I figure that the judge and the Mets should be able to handle that pretty well, don't you?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
No?
I didn't actually talk to him, but I did see our pal Ricky Ricardo at Yankee Stadium, by the way, walking around on Saturday.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Good. He's a good guy, man. I like Ricky.
I do want to bring him back on in the next couple weeks here.
Absolutely. We'll get some honest perspective about the... Yeah. Like, suddenly out of nowhere, they got to play the Astros. I'm like, oh... Aaron Boone, I wouldn't make too big a deal out of it. If I were in your shoes, I'd say the same thing. It's like George Kliavkov. They're going to regret leaving the Pac-12. I already know they have regrets. Listen, like, what are you...
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
I mean, did you see that?
Everything about that Pac-12 press conference was dumb. And laughable. I mean, please.
I actually have a story about that. And I'll tell it in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
3 seconds to go in this first quarter of play. There was Russell blocking the shot by West. Russell has it back again. They try to avoid Russell, not drive down the middle if they can help it. Sanders shooting, beating out to West. And West with a long jump. Russell deflected it and keeps it. Beautiful play.
That's Bill Russell against the Lakers. Sanders, by the way, was Tom Sanders. Sam Jones, Tom Sanders, Havlicek, Russell, Kuzi, Sharman. Heinsohn. Do you know who Bill Russell's backup was?
Not coming to me.
It's just a killer. John Thompson. The Georgetown coach.
Ah, okay. I actually did not know. I was thinking somebody else, but that would have been totally wrong.
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't Kevin Durant. All right. So
I wasn't thinking it.
So George Kliavkov, the Pac-12 commissioner, look, I understand where he's coming from. I got this. I'm going to explain that in a second. It's clear that UCLA and USC made a decision for short-term financial gain at the expense of their student athletes. It's 100% clear to me. It's really unfortunate. I think they're already regretting it, given the pushback that they've gotten from almost every corner of their communities. I think they will regret it more as time goes on. Okay, sure. So, I go back to December 20, 1989. Penn State announces, along with the Big Ten, that Penn State has been invited to join the Big Ten. It turned out that Penn State basketball was scheduled to play on the 21st, a game in Birmingham against UAB on national TV on ESPN. Well, because of that, the commissioner of the Atlantic 10, Ron Bertovich, was going to attend the game because it was a big deal to get the game at that point on ESPN and national TV for the conference. So we fly down to Birmingham after the press conference is over with. I'm in the lobby. I see Ron. And I want to tell you right now, just so everyone understands, I really like personally Ron Bertovich. And I think Ron Bertovich did a great job for the Atlantic 10. So I want to preface what I'm about to say. And Ron says to me, he says, Steve, they're going to regret this decision. This is a bad decision. They're going to regret this decision. Now, I didn't say much of anything to Ron because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I said, well, okay, Ron, we'll see how it works out. I said, they said, Big Ten's got a lot going for it. I think that's about what I said. And I left and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. And I understood where Ron was coming from. And I understand where Kliavkov's coming from. But neither one of them was right. Ron wasn't right, and I knew it the second he said it to me in the lobby down in Birmingham in 1989. And Kliavkov isn't right either. How many scholarships and how many jobs were saved by moving for UCLA to the Big Ten? Simple as that. As for travel, it'll be worked out. I still believe that an idea of block scheduling is something that can help make it work. But as a commissioner, I understand where he's coming from. They'll regret it. Those are the exact words I heard from Ron Brdovich of the Atlantic 10 in 1989. 33 years ago. And believe me, I really personally like and respect Ron Brdovich. But I understood where he was coming from then. I understand where Kliavkov's coming from now. They've been burned. And it's a defensive thing to say.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV, whatever it may be. They'll get you the best price. They'll do everything they can to save you money. And don't forget the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament to benefit the greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA is 9 days away. And we will be out there for that. And we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15, Humble's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Hall of Famer in our book. I don't care if he's retired or not. He's still one of the doggone best in the business, John McClain. John, great to have you back.
Thanks, Steve. I'm not retired.
Ah, yes. I read your column, though. So it's great to have you with us.
I'm not writing for the Chronicle. I'm working 5 days a week for the Texans flagship radio station where I've been working for 22 years. And I do
beautiful
10 other shows in 6 cities. And I'm about to write for the station's website.
Yeah, there you go. Great. Well, because we need you out there as often as we can get you. Well,
thank you very much, Steve.
Yep. So, Deshaun Watson, you followed this closely. Just obviously, you've had to along the way. Why? Any indication why 2 grand juries did not indict him, John?
Yeah, because they may have thought he was guilty, but they didn't think they had enough evidence for the district attorney to prosecute. And one of the things that was very suspicious about the Harris County grand jury, they had 8 women who accused Watson lined up to testify before the grand jury, and the assistant district attorney called one, and that was it. And then there was a lot of talk because she was tight with Rusty Harden, who worked in the district attorney's office for 15 years and represents Deshaun Watson. Of course, both sides denied it, but it was very suspicious when they're all there and you only ask one. And then the other county, Fort Bend County, they had one woman out there. But a lot of people think because a grand jury doesn't indict, they think a guy's innocent. No, that is far from the truth.
So now we bring to what Sue Robinson, I believe the NFL had her look at 5 cases, I believe. I think that's the number.
That's what they said, 5 cases. There were 25 women that sued him. There were 66 he had massages with. We don't know how many of those could have been paid off before to keep them from filing civil suits like the others did. And if you read her decision, my goodness, she makes it sound so bad, and then all of a sudden, boom, she gives him only six games, the same number as DeAndre Hopkins got for trace amounts of a substance that's banned by the league, the same number Alvin Kamara got for getting in a fight at the Pro Bowl, and less than some other players have gotten. It just makes no sense.
All right, so now you look. Now the Goodell has to now make a decision, and this is all going to be guesswork. What does he need to do here?
The way the process is set up, the league can appeal. The league can stand by her decisions. And I've been looking at everything I can on social media all day, and the league is, she's getting murdered on social media, not just by women, but by guys. And I'm talking about media people. Pro Football Talk had a survey it put up this morning. It's overwhelmingly against the decision, saying it's too light. And the NFL knows they keep track of public opinion. That's why I'll be surprised, Steve, if Goodell doesn't knock it up about eight games. I thought for the longest time it might be this season, because this Watson situation is unprecedented in the history of sports at any level. And the judge, former retired judge Sue Robinson, just tore him up one side and down the other, said he can never go to another individual therapist, massage therapist. It's got to be the team, and let him off what a lot of people think is lightly. But right now, if Roger Goodell wanted to make it 8 to end the season, him or someone he designates, but obviously that designee is going to do what Goodell wants, then Watson's people could sue in federal court. And history shows the federal court is looking at the real world, not sports, and they will fall back on the collective bargaining agreement. And the players gave Goodell permission to operate this way. So if you don't like it, don't agree to it. They did, so it'll stand.
All right, so that then brings us to the Players Association. I think they, if I recall correctly, John, their point was none. And then they said, I believe last night, that they would abide by whatever she said. So what about, you know, you mentioned their role. They'll be vocal about it if the commissioner gets involved. So what do you think their stance is going to be?
Well, they better not be too vocal about it, because they may have other players in front of Goodell. And I think if they sue and want to make it ugly, and the only ones that benefit that are the lawyers who make millions more. There's been estimates that this has cost Watson about $5 million, and I don't think that's counting the settlements. But when you make $230 million guaranteed, you made $10.54 million the year before, and you made $27 million in September of that year when you signed your new contract with the Texans, he's not going to the poorhouse. And so the Goodell's, if Goodell increases it, I'm guessing if he goes to eight games, they're not going to sue. I think if he goes over 10, then they're going to sue.
Right, okay. So, you know, John, you've been around players for a long time. We all know that everybody has their team around them. Even a professional golfer has a team around them, a nutritionist, and a therapist, whatever it may be. That's why you sit back and you see 25, whatever the number is, you're like, okay, most guys will let a person do that. And in terms of like being their quote therapist, I mean, what kind of red flag did it send up that was 25?
Well, and I read every lawsuit multiple times, and the charges in the civil suits were disgusting. Well, yeah. And all of them told a similar story about what he wanted and what he did. And I know when this first broke in March of last year, when he tweeted about a lawyer and a woman trying to get money from him, I'm like, what? And then when the lawsuits started to pile up, I'm like, Deshaun Watson, what? You know, if you'd told me pick 25 players who'd be doing this, he wouldn't be in my list of 25. He kept right. Everything to himself. So, you know, the bottom line is the Browns made this deal because they know at some point it's going to be over, and it'll be a great quarterback. The key is, say it's six games, and the first game is back are the Ravens and the Bengals. and Browns fans will get all fired up that Watson will beat two division rivals. That wouldn't be fair. He hadn't played since the last game of the 2020 season. So to expect him to come off a suspension, he might not even start the first game because it would have been – when you're suspended, you can't go to the facility. The last time you can go to the facility is during training camp in before the first week of the season. So it'd be kind of ridiculous to expect to him to ride in on a white horse, step in and beat the Ravens and Bengals back-to-back because he's going to have some cobwebs.
No question. But in Cleveland, where they've been desperate for a winner, anything he does, they're going to be going for. The Texans and their culpability in this, as you've covered it, I believe they've settled with some people along the way. What about their culpability?
Well, first of all, the exclusive hotel here, where a lot of our star athletes, owners, general managers, call the Houstonian, where they have memberships, Watson wanted a membership, so they had a person in the organization go over there and set this up for him. And then he asked him for a massage table. They didn't know what he was doing. If they knew what he was doing, they would have had him stop. But they settled because they wanted it to go away. Because if they hadn't settled, it'd still be dragging out, and they want to focus on football. Watson could have settled this for $1 million in March or April of last year and made it all go away, and whoever advised him not to do it, I'm hoping that person's not still on his team.
Tell us about Rusty Harden.
He's one of the best attorneys in the country. I think he's 80. He used to be in the prosecutor's office. He's represented a lot of star athletes through the decades. And if you got money and you need to be defended, you call Rusty Harden, and right away you got to write him a check for $1 million.
What has this been like for you to cover this? Somebody who loves football and loves sports. I mean, we could talk about any sport, and you've covered them all in the course of your lifetime career. What's it like for you to have to try and, you know, I mean, as a professional, you have to do it, but like, that, like, how tough is this to do it?
It's not tough. It's just that it takes every talk show I've done, going back to March of last year, and I do a lot of talk shows besides my weekly 10 in six cities. I've talked about Watson, wrote about him so many times, but every time I wrote columns about him, it'd be the number one thing on Houston Chronicle's site. And everybody just wanted to be traded. And when he was traded, you knew that next thing was going to be a daily story leading up to suspension. And as you can imagine, it's a huge story here, too. Now everybody waits to see what Goodell's going to do. And at some point, he'll just ride off into the sunset, and we won't hear from him again until the suspension is over. And a lot of people will be glad because they're tired of covering the story.
Can the NFL take a stance of Sue Robinson made the decision and that's it? Can they take that stance logically?
They can do anything they want. The NFL is making billions and billions and billions of dollars. They can do anything they want. Every franchise is worth multiple billions of dollars. They can take some arrows. They know people are going to be sending those arrows their way. So, yes, they're not Teflon because they do get criticized, but nothing sticks because the NFL is so popular.
I mean, you've got a player out for a year on betting. You had another player as a quarterback on footballs out for four games. And then there's a long list, like you pointed out, where this doesn't make sense. I mean, when you read what she wrote, did any of it make sense?
Well, all the first part of it did until I got down to the suspension. You know, it's funny, baseball trading deadline's tomorrow, as you know. Yankees acquired starter Frankie Montas and relief pitcher Lou Trevino from the A's, and everybody's talking about Deshaun Watson. all this publicity, it's negative about Watson, but it still keeps the NFL in the spotlight ahead of baseball, which is struggling, just had his lowest rated all-star game in history. And no matter what baseball and the NBA do, you know, they're pimple on an elephant's butt when it comes to the NFL, even if it's negative or positive.
Because obviously the Astros have a real shot in all of this. And when they played the Yankees, they played them really well. Yet they probably can't get out of their own way because of this story, right?
Well, that's fine with them. They got the Red Sox in here. The Astros have the third best record in baseball. They've beaten the Yankees. They're 5-2 against the Yankees. They have one more series against them. The Yankees have traded for Andrew Benintendi, now Montas, now Trevino, and I guess that means they think they're going to beat the Astros, and they may. They very well may. Astros traded for outfielder Trey Mancini from Baltimore with more to come. I love the trading deadline in baseball, Steve. It's so exciting compared to the NFL, which is usually boring, even though they almost traded Watson to the Dolphins last year, right before the trading deadline, but Watson waited too late to try to settle.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. It's much. I remember the night that Dickerson got traded by the Rams or the Colts. Like, what, there was a trade in the midseason in the NFL, right? Meanwhile, in baseball, it used to be, what, June 15th, then July 15th. Now it's going to be August 2nd. There's always been excitement about the baseball trade deadline.
There always has been, and there's so many great deals. And now teams that are close, and with more teams making the playoffs, you've got a chance. So you got to go all in to try to show your fans, yeah, we do have a shot at that last wild card. So I'm really, really excited. I'm a big baseball fan, big Astros fan since their first season in 1962, and I watch every one of their games. And I think this is just a great time of year for baseball.
So, John, let's make a deal. Next time you come on, let's just talk sports.
I'd love that, Steve. The next time I come on, I may have a new place I'm working that you can help me promote.
You got it. That is a deal. More
Steve,
than happy
thank
to
you
do
very
that.
Much.
John, thank you.
Anytime.
The great John McClain joining us from Houston. And he gave you the Frankie Montas news.
Yes, how about that?
Yeah, no, it's really, that's a great trade for a guy that probably is going to fall apart in New York.
And Lou Trevino, too.
Yeah. He'll fall apart in New York, too. Only a certain guy can play in New York. Yeah. In Oakland, you kind of go, you know, beneath the radar. You're, you know, New York, he'll crack. Don't you think?
We'll see. Hopefully not. Or maybe they'll be so fired up to get out of a disastrous organization with the A's to actually have a chance to do something now in their career.
Why did Billy Beane deal him? You want to know the single most significant deadline move is going to be? Come on. I know you're so focused on the Yankees, you can't see the forest from the trees. I got it. Fernando Tatis Jr. coming off the IL. That'll be the biggest in-season acquisition for anybody.
That's true.
I know, that's why I said it,
yes.
Matt. I
mean, you always speak the truth, I know.
Oh, no, I mean, every once in a while, I kind of poke you a little bit. I didn't say it was the truth. I just poke it to do it.
And plus the Padres got Hader, too, so, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's an interesting trade. You know, it's not as if the Brewers didn't make out okay in that. I mean, it's not like the Brewers did not make out okay in that. The Brewers, they did all right. I mean, Taylor Rogers is a good pickup. Yeah. Now, Gasser and Ruiz, again, I sit there and I always look at the prospect thing and I go, this is the number, you know, and they rank the number of prospects and they're going, oh my God, what are you doing? I know it's good for the story, but It's just not realistic. Ooh, the Padres' chances of making the playoffs went up to 71% with the deal.
Of course they did.
Ooh, the Yankees fell to 62%. Wow.
That's going to go up once this trade
comes
through.
I'm joking. I made that number up. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
No good! No good! No good!
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Kevin Brown, Ed Woodson, all sorts of great guys they picked up over the years that just when they got to New York just collapsed.
Well, Kevin Brown especially made me want to vomit.
There's a lot of hate in your eyes. He speaks highly of you.
Oh, my almighty!
Just kidding him. All right. And I tell you, Mancini's great pickup for the Astros, by the way.
That is, unfortunately.
For Mancini or the Astros?
For Mancini and for the rest of the American League.
It's great for Mancini. He's going to go to a contender. Chance to win it all.
That was the hater in me coming out just because I don't like the Astros.
How many games did the Yankees won against the Astros this year?
Yeah, we got to work on that too.
Yeah, but how many?
Two.
That's two more than the Mets. All right. Is it this easy to set the jokes up? I mean, really.
You're good like that.
Football practice starts today. Starts in 54 minutes. I think I might go over.
There you go.
I'm actually going to go to basketball practice first, then I'm going to go over.
Month away till kickoff.
I noticed.